Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 Kansas City! Hustling and we shine.
Whoa.
Okay, that was whack. All right, that my bad.
Okay, Myron.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this International Youth Day?
Okay, okay, I'm with that. I'm with that on the way to school, too. Okay, I like that. Shout out to all the youngins in KC. It's about, I know your bedtime done changed. It's time to get ready.
Dramatically.
Stacey Shaw, she got legal advice for you coming up at 7:50, as well as your shot at $1,000 in hot summer cash.
And of course, we got your TMG going down into 23s. Former MLB player and Halle Berry's ex-husband talks about when things started to go south for him, and it has the internet talking.
I cannot wait for that one, baby. I saw you in there doing that earlier, too. Yeah. So I got something ready for you. I got something on deck. Also this morning, man, we got a lot to discuss because we've been away for a second, D.
Yeah.
Of course, we got That's My Jam, and we got your motivation coming up in about 10 minutes. But, D, hold on. First, you know it's one of my favorite days of the week, and I ain't had no Mexican food in a minute. I need some of them nachos. I need a couple of burritos. One or two tacos.
Okay.
Because it is Taco Tuesday!
Today is Taco Tuesday!
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tougher.
Wishing will not change your past actions or present circumstances. What it can do is motivate you to improve your current behavior and future outcomes. Rather than harbor your regrets, harvest them. Allow thoughts about previous misguided choices to push you toward much better choices going forward. Transform wishes for what you could have done into specific actions that you can now undertake. Though it's too late to avoid past mistakes, today is the perfect time to steer clear of future regrets. You can't go back and go to bed earlier last night, yet you absolutely can do so tonight. You can't go back 20 years and save more money, but from now on, you can spend less and invest more every month. With every wish for what could have been, you have an opportunity. You can learn from that wish and apply its energy into positive, productive habits and actions. When you consider the ways time has worked against you, you've also identified how you can now use time to your benefit. Point your best wishes toward the future and do what you must to make them real. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute. Only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 on your time, high of 86, currently 69, mostly cloudy skies in Independence. Boosie is trying to reassure his fans after he gets into some recent legal battles.
A lot of people in my DM tripping about my shows in September because I go for my plea August 26th, but that ain't how it go in Fed Court. Once you take a plea, your sentencing ain't till 2-3 months after that. I'm going to be at every show, of course. Pool party still going on.
Okay. That's so short-sighted.
Hopefully he's able to just kind of figure things out. I mean, we've seen him battle his health. We've seen him battle cases. And, of course, as he continues to get older, we don't want to see to go through other things. So hopefully he's able to sit down a little bit.
Yeah, he need to. Man, this dude been in trouble, in and out of trouble for the past, ever since we've known Boosie. Ever since, 20 years now? And I've known he's been a judge at least. He's done at least 3 bids, D. Mm-hmm. So it's like, at what point, man,
this is what he rap about, so are we
shocked? He got grandkids now?
I'm not 100% sure on grandkids. I know he has kids. Plethora that depend on him, so we don't want to see him in that situation.
Right.
Other news. Teyana Taylor is sharing her experience with leaving relationships. If you recall, she had a public breakup and a divorce with a former NBA star, Iman Shumpert.
And I give until I can't give no more. I don't force my way out of anything that I'm not ready to leave. I don't force my way out of anything that I'm not ready to give up on. I have to be at my wit's end. You want to know why? It feels better. When you force yourself out of something, is why you go back. Always exhaust all options. When you did all you can do, there's nothing else to say when you walk away.
Now, I believe in exhausting all options is for married folks only. That's what I push. That's the propaganda I push. If you haven't committed to that person, for better or for worse, exhausting all options for what?
Because
next 15 was coming.
The investment in one person could lead you to something that you've been looking for.
That has nothing to do with exhausting all options.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
That has everything to do with it. In exhausting all options means that you have tried everything. You tried your best. And a lot of times, people don't be trying their best in some relationship. Hence you. You talking about leaving at the first sign of trouble.
I didn't say the first sign, but if you see a red flag, it's a red flag.
So everybody's going to have a red flag. You're not.
If it's a deal breaker for you, then you have to leave with that red flag. Some red flags are not like, oh, okay,
how many deal breakers you going to have?
You got to find what that happy medium is for you.
Okay. Well,
that depends on everybody.
Keep hugging your pillow.
That's subjective.
What is hugging your pillow? How is that subjective?
Because assuming that somebody's hugging their pillow just because they don't put up with piss poor relationships doesn't mean that they're hugging their pillow.
See, it ain't. Ooh, we could go deep into this.
This is a good conversation. Let's take it to the stream after this.
This is Marquita Miller Joshua with 5-Star Tax and Business Solutions. I'm up this morning hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams.
What a weekend it was. Ooh. So much so that it extended to yesterday, D.
It did. Major shout out to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. Man, the 2025 Heart of America Hot Dog Festival went down at Liberty Memorial. It was amazing to just kind of be out there, different spot too and locations, but to see all the food trucks. I mean, we had so many cousins that we ran into. We got a laundry list of shout outs we going to be showing out at 6:50. So make sure you keep your ears tuned in to Hustle and Shine in the morning. But did you try any of the hot dogs, B?
I didn't have a chance to. I know,
okay, I know.
Hood Dude Full Review did.
Yeah.
And everybody seemed to love all the hot dogs. I know they always good every single year that I have one of them. Yeah.
And I tried the food trucks. I always go to the food trucks and stuff like that. So shout out to Wings and Things. Yep. Definitely for the
shout
hookup.
Out to Pabst. You know, they always get me right at the live events. That'd be one of my favorite parts, though. Mm-hmm. That's how I love what I love most probably about the outside culture in this era of society is that the food truck industry is just
booming.
It wasn't like this, you know, 10 years ago it wasn't like this. It was only a few food trucks, mm-hmm. but now it's like a whole culture mm-hmm. of it. And that's what I really love about being outside, especially in these Kansas City streets, because you know our food trucks, we got a little extra sauce on our on our food. So I love being in KC outside with our cousins.
Yeah, definitely an eventful weekend. Shout out to all the cousins. We got that shout out coming for you up next.
It's your boy, comedian Bruce. And every morning, you listening to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Shout out to all our cousins hitting that Hustle and Shine shout out line. Shout out to Elevated Cuts. We appreciate you sliding and hoping you are having a phenomenal Tuesday. I had to figure out what day it was. You know, this feel like our Monday, don't it?
Yeah, low key.
And then on Facebook, the comments going crazy. Shout out to Rich Harris, Henrietta Clark, Stacey Davis, Jaden Moore, and LaTanya Elbert. We appreciate you all for hopping in the comments on the Facebook live stream that is posted on the Hot 103 Jams page. And we're looking forward to even more cousins hopping on that stream and checking us out in studio.
Michelle and Katina, what's up, y'all? Freddie Malone. Remember, we met the OG at the Hot Dog Fest this past weekend.
Yep.
Appreciate y'all tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Yeah, and also a quick shout out to Sam and Tyrone and Tara. We ran into them as well. Lots of cousins that was outside. It was a big, happy family reunion, it felt like.
D, on Thursday, Kansas City Public Schools will celebrate expanding its partnership with Verizon Innovative Learning, Verizon's award-winning education initiative which addresses barriers to digital inclusion. With the kickoff event at Southeast High School, students will receive their own devices in partnership with Digital Promise, the Verizon Initiative Learning Schools program. It works side-by-side with schools and districts to provide all students with internet-connected devices and to enhance how teachers use technology in the classroom, with an ultimate goal of sustainable digital access throughout the school district. Being part of the program will keep students connected, helping to facilitate learning wherever it's taking place. This is big time stuff for some of our schools at KCPS, Southeast High School, Lincoln College Prep, and the Lincoln College Prep Middle School, Manual Career and Technical Center, and Success Academy at Anderson are among 34 schools joining Verizon Innovative Learning Schools for this school year.
Very exciting.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
725, high of 86, currently 70, cloudy skies, down 40 highway in Blue Ridge. After facing backlash for saying she didn't like how Martin often joked on Pam on the hit sitcom Martin, Ari Lennox is now clarifying her comments.
If I had ill intent, I would have came on here with a PowerPoint presentation that backs my claims on the types of jokes, and I meant no harm to them. Jokes was wild. And I don't say any of this with any desire to rewrite history. Those actors and actresses are legends, and I meant no harm to them.
Yeah. Man, nobody think you meant no harm. You just being a little soft.
Well, listen. It's plenty of shows and movies that we talk about jokingly that were like, this couldn't have came out in 2025. Rush Hour. Some of the comments on there, same thing.
Never seen it.
Could be true. That is insane for you to say, especially you. What? You've never seen Rush Hour? That's crazy. I never would have thought I would have heard you say that.
Not interested.
That's crazy. Well,
I wasn't interested in Chris Tucker post Friday.
Got you. Well, switching gears a little bit.
When he stopped cussing, I stopped listening.
That's a mess. Switching gears a little bit. Holly Berry's ex-husband and former MLB player David Justice speaks on issues they had in their marriage and a little bit of his lack of experience.
My knowledge and my understanding, my wisdom around relationships just wasn't vast.
Mm-hmm.
So, and at that time, as a young guy, she don't cook, don't clean, don't really seem like motherly. And then we start having issues.
This has been a hot topic, of course, because of just the debate between men and women, or like roles. And we've seen things change in how people perceive relationships. But please, I would love your thoughts on this.
The conversation gets messed up in the beginning because a lot of women who are 30 and under or perhaps 40 and under, they don't even know who David Justice was or is. And this is where the conversation... Yeah, well, what I've seen is mostly women. I'll say that. It's mostly women that I've seen.
I like mostly instead of all.
My bad. Mostly women. Thank you. Thank you for correcting me on that. But it has been because they're unaware of who he was. So they're like, who is Halle Berry is messing with this scrub? Who is this person? Mm-hmm. Like, nah, they was on equal playing field in the 90s.
So what does that change?
It changes everything because y'all think that. Or not y'all. A lot of people think that she just messing with some scrub and she just picked him up off the street. Mm-hmm. No, they was on equal playing field back then. So the expectation is like, what is Halle Berry supposed to be cooking and cleaning for this man? Who is this man? Blah, blah, blah. No.
I think my thing is, if you guys are both on equal playing fields, you got money, she got money, she did Jungle Fever, Boomerang, Flintstones, Losing Isaiah, all these things, Babs, y'all are well off in a situation where you can pay for this. Plenty of celebrity relationships have chefs. Plenty of them have nannies because they are away and they did spend a lot of time apart. So I don't like the expectations of putting she need to do this. Some people aren't vast in that.
His is a little different though. It's a little different when you have a nanny or something cooking and cleaning as opposed to the woman of the house.
Yeah, but why'd you
totally
marry her?
Different.
I don't get that. How'd you end up marrying her and you just beat Molly the maid now? Forget your career. You ain't Halle Berry.
It ain't about forgetting the career. You can do both.
And it's easier said than done from a male perspective.
No. Look, taking care of a house is for everybody. It's for both of y'all.
Exactly, it is. That's my point right there.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, Sean Wayans, and you are hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Who's putting in work within the Kansas City community? Go to KPRS.com and nominate your community MVP, who should be recognized on the Hustle Hard, Shine Bright Community Spotlight. We'll be having a couple more nominees coming up this Friday, caring about Kansas City for 75 years. We are Hot 103 Jams. D, Donald Trump said yesterday that he's deploying the National Guard across Washington and taking over the city's police department in hopes of reducing crime, even as the city's mayor has noted that crime has fallen in the nation's capital. Trump, who said he was formally declaring a public safety emergency, compared crime in the American capital with that in other major cities, saying that Washington performs poorly on safety relative to the capitals of Iraq, Brazil, and Colombia, among others. He also said his news briefing that his administration has started removing homeless encampments, quote, from all of our parks, our beautiful, beautiful parks, end quote. And when he says slums, because he said that exact word, we know exactly what that means and who he's targeting. So still, this is the America that he's built. And could this be coming to other cities? That's my concern.
Mm-hmm. Very scary, just to hear those type of things, because we know how certain levels of maybe organizations have mishandled communities, especially one that they aren't familiar with. So lots of concerns there. Continue to pray for each and every city, especially D.C. right now.
Stacey Shaw, she got that free legal advice. Stacey, what's good?
Good morning. Today, we're going to continue our constitutional Know Your Rights series. And today, we're going to be going over the Third Amendment. Be right back at 7:50.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
It's time to throw it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Good morning, Stacey.
Today, we're going to be going over the Third Amendment. This is part of the Bill of Rights, part of our constitutional law series, so that you know what your constitutional rights are. We've already gone over the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and the one that's really not talked about too often is the Third Amendment. And that is an individual's right from the government requiring you to quarter soldiers in your home during peacetime. That's basically the president or the Congress can't say, you have to give a room in your house, you have to feed soldiers during peacetime. So the National Guard right now cannot come in to take up a room in your house. There's no declaration of war. We're not in war. And so this came about during the Revolutionary War period, where British soldiers were told that they could just take up a place in somebody's room and there was nothing going on. And so because it does cost money to house folks, let me tell you, I have Auntie's Week every year. That protects you. We are going to be going over this and the Second Amendment, which is your right to bear arms, on KPRT today at 11:30 for Faith Justice Victory. And that is every single Tuesday at 11:30. Make sure you hop on over. We are starting school soon. I don't know where the summer went. Shout out to all of my scholars that are starting school this week. If you've got questions about the law, you can always give me a call at 816-359-1877. You can find me on all social media at Stacey Shaw Law. I love when folks DM me, and online at StaceyShawLaw.com. Until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Tip. You already know I'm representing the A-Town Zone, one west side. Grand Hustle in the building. Now you know I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. You dig?
Join Hot 103 Jams at the official 816-day celebration this Saturday, August 16th, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the Power and Light District. Live performances, live DJs, including yours truly, and 816 specials, 816 brunch party, yes, food trucks, vendor block party, kids zone, and much more. We're celebrating the town, Kansas City, 816-day for 75 years. Hot 103 Jams.
Now, while we got some good news going on, we got some very sad and unfortunate news for the millennials. After 34 years, AOL is pulling the plug on its dial-up internet service.
That ain't no bad news. Get out of here.
The company announced this week that the service will officially shut down on September 30th, making the end of an era that began 1991. So yeah, what is surprising though is that AOL will still be offering dial-up in 2025. For some loyal users, particularly in those rural areas where broadband is either unavailable or too expensive, dial-up has remained one of the few viable options for getting online. And I literally remember that as a kid,
hated it. Like,
and my mom having all them cords in her little office space. So it was crazy.
Let's take a little trip down memory lane. It's the year 2000. It's 1999. It's 2001. Uh-huh. And you can't make no calls because somebody trying to get on the internet to do something. We didn't know.
Traumatizing us now.
My bad, y'all. We didn't know what the internet was back then, to be honest with y'all. Like, seriously. The only way I remember having to do a project at school, uh-huh, when I was at Paseo, and I had to go to the library to go get this done, to do my research and all this other stuff. That was one of my first times using the internet to really do research and really having to do an assignment, mm-hmm, that was internet based. That was what, freshman year of high school? Yeah, that was 99 at Paseo. Uh-huh. So that was
interesting.
It was different because you had all the tools right there, you just didn't know how to use them.
Yeah, and I grew up in a similar period of time where we were starting to use that in classes, where the computer classes and learning some of the software. And I just thinking about AOL, it makes me think of MapQuest and how we used to, like, my mama used to print out the directions. You know how crazy that is to think about in 2025? Because imagine something changed in the time frame from you printing that sheet. And there's a detour. You're screwed.
I remember here, I had to print out directions to, I had to go get a Gates presidential platter. I don't remember.
Oh, you got money.
No. This was my stop.
You was getting money back then,
No, I wasn't.
So you really going crazy now.
See, now you're out of line right now. No, I was an intern here. Rich had me go get a Gates mix plate.
Don't try to blame Rich.
Ain't no blaming. I had to go get some. I didn't have no money here when I was intern. I was washing the Hummers and the vans and stuff. But now I had to go get a Gates mix plate for the station or something for whatever. And I had to print out the MapQuest directions for that. So
that's crazy.
That's just
washing the Hummers.
And that, oh, absolutely, I was. Yeah, the Hummers and the vans, all of them. You had to wash all of them by hand back then.
I don't know if you still hand washing. My Chevy do need a little tune up.
Yeah, it'll take wax me on, 5 minutes to do your little Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle car.
What we doing, my big Chevy?
You wish.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
825, high of 86, currently 71, cloudy skies, down 40 Highway and Blue Ridge. Eddie Murphy shares one of his memories he has of Beyonce and Jennifer Hudson when they shot Dreamgirls.
And neither one of them know that I know this. I watched Jennifer Hudson and Beyonce. They were on between shots. They were on stage. Jennifer is new in show business there. And she had, I guess, her finger right between her, it was ashy. And she was licking her fingers. And Beyonce grabbed and said, "Ooh, girl, don't do that. I'll get you some cream." And it was quiet between the two of them, but I saw it.
And Chicago coming out. Lord.
You ever done that before?
Yep.
Oh my God.
I was trying to see if he's gonna tell the truth or not.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, desperate times calls for desperate measures. Switching gears, Chris Brown responded in the comments section to a fan that is going viral on TikTok because she said there's no way in hell he's performing this great at this high level for hours and hours. He gotta be on something.
No!
And so he commented, he said, quote, "This gotta be the craziest compliment diss I've ever heard. Sorry to disappoint, boo. No booger sugar over here."
Gotta have a Wang Dang Doodle, y'all.
"Because this has been the funniest I've seen all week. I'm just different." Mm. And you know, we've talked about this a couple times off air. Of people's claims of celebrities doing certain things to keep up with the lifestyle, but Chris Brown is letting you know he ain't gotta be on that level.
You on that Eddie Kane?
He just lit like that. So
cocaine is a hell of a drug.
It is. Crack is whack. Like in the late great Whitney Houston's voice. Switching gears.
Crack is whack.
Birthdays. We are celebrating the Leos. It's still your season.
We're here. It's going to be our season for a long time.
All right. Maybe.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Leo season. Happy birthday to those confident, creative, and cheerful Leos.
Hey, who's birthday? Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to actor Lakeith Stanfield. Send it over a happy birthday to record producer, rapper, and singer Eric Ark Elliott. A big happy birthday to actress best known for her role in Everybody Hates Chris, Imani Hakim. Send it over a big happy birthday to actress and host known for her role in Drake and Josh, Yvette Nicole Brown. And last but not least, a big, big, big happy birthday to rapper, songwriter, and record producer known for his hit Baby Got Back and one of the OGs. Happy birthday to Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Okay, B, let's take it home to the crib to wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Nathaniel Miller, Nasheed Ramsey Sr., and Nene Latrice. Send a birthday love to Cheryl D.D. Brooks, Yanni Yan, and Trevon J. Happy birthday, Just Rojo, E.B. Smith, and my dog, Armand Purnell. Happy birthday, April Flowers, Bree K., Devon Hawkins, plus everybody else born on August 12th. Happy birthday, all my kings and queens. We celebrate Leo season.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
I see you singing in the car.
Oh my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Carmen.
Hey, Carmen, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Blessed and highly favored.
Good. Carmen, what that check
blessed
engine light looking
favored.
Like?
No comment.
He said, I plead the fifth on this beautiful Taco Tuesday. All right, cousin, we understand. We got 2 tickets to send you to the 20th White Linen Party so you can have an amazing time. And we want to get you qualified to $1,000 in high summer cash. But you got to finish these lyrics with some passion. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Don't fall on me, baby. I've been there in a hurry. It's your move, oh, baby. Baby, that's fine.
Whatever you want from me, I'm giving you ecstasy. Uh-huh. I'm your baby tonight.
You're giving me ecstasy.
There you go.
Give me ecstasy.
There it is, cousin. Yes, yes.
I love that song so much.
Come on, Whitney. Well, you were getting those 2 tickets. Who you going to take with you?
I have no idea.
You got a little. You got a couple weeks to figure that thing out, and your name is also qualified to win $1,000 in high ticket cash.
Thank you so much.
All right, Carmen, go ahead and tell the town what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning. Oh, 103 Jam.
I need that money.